Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, True Car is changing car buying forever. Yes, True Car helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, True Car users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and True Car users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the True Car mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the True Car certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With True Car, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the True Car mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hi guys, welcome. A little Fiona Apple for you, yeah. Throwing it up a little bit.
Classic Fiona Apple.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody's been a bad girl.
A few people have been bad people on the show.
The entire episode is bad.
Welcome to episode 9 of The Affair. Crazy. We were screaming while watching it. I mean, it's just, it keeps getting crazier and crazier. I'm your host, April Wissenhant. With me, my two favorite fellas. We have Lim Gonzalez.
What's up, everybody?
And Josh Richmond.
Hello, Internet Land.
Y'all, okay. I honestly don't even know where to start on this episode because it was that crazy. What did you think?
Well, okay, you guys watched it. I watched it a little bit before you guys did. You guys watched it with Abby. A lot of craziness, a lot of plot craziness happening. I don't know if all of it was 100% believable in terms of character motivations for me. There's a couple things that didn't totally gel, which we might get to.
Ooh.
Yeah, just, but I mean, obviously, yeah, the plot is getting really high stakes at this point. Some big decisions happened. Yeah. I think set up pretty nicely for the conclusion.
Oh, even, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was blown away as, you know, we were watching it together, and there were just moments where I felt like, okay, they can't, this, they're not gonna do this. Oh, they did. Oh, yeah. Okay, but this is not gonna happen. Oh my gosh, you know, so it was just like this.
I definitely have a lot of all caps writing in my notes.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
What are you doing?
Dude, like, it was
my last page, I have idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's 17.
Right, yes. Right. No, it was a lot of bombshells being dropped, which, you know, again, I agree with Josh that I think they're definitely setting up good for the finale, kind of how that's going to go. And I think and also I like the escalation of the entire season.
Yeah.
Just because they've, you know, it was a slow start and then it kind of like kept you going and then it gave you some more and then it gave you some more. And now I feel like it's just running full speed ahead.
Right. Exactly. It's spent so much time building this world. And,
right.
I mean, I actually loved that it took its time and really let the characters sink in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The pace is very different now. Things are moving fast. Mm-hmm.
And we're getting so much information that we didn't get before. I'm personally calling this episode Babygate 2014.
Oh, shoot.
Because, you know, without like getting directly into it just yet, we find out information about babies in both of...
Yes.
Both Allison and Noah's part.
A lot of nice rhyming imagery between the two halves this week, actually. Mm-hmm. Starting with the fact that it starts with a train and ends with a train.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, so let's just get right into it.
Yeah.
So we start, part one is Allison's part this week. Mm-hmm. And we see she's in New York. Noah runs...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Up two are on the street, so obviously they're back into this affair that they ended so abruptly a few episodes ago. And they try to go to a hotel, but it's too expensive, so he takes her to his house.
Rookie mistake number one of the episode.
Right. Why? There are a thousand, just like there have been all season, but come on, do not take your mistress to your house. You just don't. It's also, it just makes me be like, come on, dude. Even already he's a douche because he's, you know, cheating on his wife.
But in her bed and...
Oh, it's just...
Well, it was just interesting to say, like, you know, she was, again, this is her version, but she was very resistant to it, you know, because it came down. They were trying to scope, okay, where can we go? They tried the hotel. It was way too expensive. They were thinking of a different other house. His friend Max came up and all this kind of stuff. And he's like, oh, just, we'll come up and, you know, we'll have coffee and, you know, you have some coffee. She's like, I'm not going up there. I'm not going to have you sleep with me in my, you know, wife's bed. And then the very next scene was that.
Exactly. So she was resistant, but she wasn't that resistant.
I mean, true, but it was, I think the fact that he initiated it, I think it would be a different situation if it wasn't initiated by him. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I'd love to. And he's like, I don't know, you know, but it was the other way around. Mm-hmm. He was like, come on. And the whole thing is, I feel like on his end, even though he said coffee, he meant the get down.
Well, like, it was, you know, like a coffee wink wink kind of thing. I didn't get the perception that he actually meant coffee, but I also didn't think that, I don't know, I kind of was like, no, don't do that. But
I'm curious how much time has passed since the last episode, because the last one ended with, you know, I love you, and that was a big moment. And now we're straight in with I love you, I love you, I love you. Mm-hmm. Right.
I feel like there has to have been some time, because we even commented about her hair being looking longer, and, you know, just kind of appearance wise, it looks like there has been some maturation in between.
Right.
You know, in between the last two episodes.
Right. So we see them, you know, while they're getting it on, saying the I love you thing, and then
and she's like, say it again. I can't.
I'm sorry, I can't. But we see, so after it's done, Noah brings up that he wants to get a writing space and, you know, just a small little studio in the city that she can stay in whenever she comes to visit him, and that eventually it will be their starter apartment. Mm-hmm. So we've seen in two episodes, a complete change in his character decisions and what he wants to do with his life.
Exactly. And this is where I start to have some issues, because I feel like it's too much too fast.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the Noah that we saw even last episode in episode 8 was necessarily all about, like, leaving his wife for Allison. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, it seems like that's completely his motivation here.
Well, and I think a lot of that attends to, we don't know the time frame. Right. I think if there was a month in between, I think I would agree. I would, like, that's a lot going on when after you've already said, I don't know, we should end it.
But wait, we know it hasn't been that long, because last episode was the first time that we heard Whitney throwing up. And then, you know, obviously we learned this from Noah's part, but we learned that Whitney's pregnant. And she's only 3 months pregnant.
Right.
So we know that it hasn't been that much time, at least. But we don't learn. I mean, in this part of the episode that we're talking about, we didn't know that just yet. But so that's why, I mean, he's kind of right. It hasn't been that long. Mm-hmm. And they're already super into it and gonna move in together.
Yeah, and in parts of this, I almost thought, like, no, buddy, you're, like, delusional. You're not really in love with this person. You just think you are.
Exactly. I kind of think so, too, though. I feel like he's in love with the idea of her, which is kind of what we said last week.
Well, I mean, that's kind of been, I feel like, the prototype of him in general. Like, when he even came to start seeing her, you know, he saw her as an escape, you know, from his regular life, his life with his wife and his children, which he wasn't happy with, obviously his in-laws, you know, the whole gamut. And this was his escape. So I agree that he's in love with the fact of her. But, you know, as we see later, like, he basically tells his wife, I want to tell you that I'm still seeing her, and I'm going to leave, you know, and I'm going to leave. So, I mean, he does it with the intention that I'm going to leave her. I don't think he felt like, well, again, we're jumping ahead, but I don't think he thought he was going to get thrown out the house.
Yeah.
That was a shock because he's like, oh, do you need time? He's like, no, I don't need time. Get the F out of my house.
Of course, why he would be shocked by that is
ridiculous.
You just told your wife that you're in love with another woman,
right,
and you're asking her if she needs time. Heck no, you don't need time. You throw his clothes at him.
Right.
And you, well,
exactly. Right. I think she was in all her right. And I think that just adds, and I've said this before, I think he has that douchebag meter.
Yeah.
It's kind of on high.
Right.
And he really feels like, oh, I'm going to do these things. It's like a selfish thing.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like, okay, well, I'm going to tell her, but I expect her to not have a real reaction. And then we'll just work it out,
yeah,
and figure out what we're going
to
do.
We'll just wait until Whitney goes to college.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll play house and it'll be fine. And, you know, and then we'll just separate.
What guys think?
That's the thing. I feel like even for guys, I'm trying to think as a guy, I can't imagine Noah going that far off the deep end.
Because
I feel like he like just lost it this episode.
Yeah.
But there are, I mean, well, okay. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
My boy Josh wouldn't do that.
But there are people who would.
Possibly.
Okay.
We'll just peep
that
it at
makes
that.
Sense. Okay, so before Noah takes Allison to this studio apartment that he was telling her about in bed, she takes a shower. Noah's like cleaning up the bed, changing the sheets and everything.
She pours out a little bit of Helen shampoo.
Yeah.
She pours out the whole bottle. Yeah.
I love that because it was a real life moment, which maybe a guy can't relate to this. Not that I've ever done it before.
Yeah.
But I love how she like looks at it, sees that it's expensive and then she's like, Well, screw you, Helen.
Right.
And pours it out. But she walks downstairs. She's kind of fiddling around and breaks like an olive oil thing, throws it away in the trash. And that's where she finds a positive pregnancy test, where she can only, of course, assume that it's Helen.
Right.
Why would she think any differently?
And as the viewers, we would think the same thing.
Noah assumes it's Helen.
Right.
I honestly, in that moment, kind of forgot about Whitney. From last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think about it until later in Noah's part.
Yeah, no, I was fooled for a second, even though I predicted last week that Whitney was pregnant.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I was right.
He takes her to the studio apartment to cheer her up because apparently he's already purchased it. And that's where he's like, this is yours. And he tells her that.
Well, did he already purchase it? Because I thought
he said he was looking to rent it.
Yeah, because he's like, it's going fast. You need to make a decision.
But he has, he at least has something in place,
in
which
best,
is huge
right.
in New York City, of
Correct.
Course.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So.
With a 2-year lease on it.
Yeah, that's intense. So Allison's like, that's where he tells Allison, you know, this will be your place. I'm going to wait until Whitney moves to college. You know, that's 9 months from now. And she's like, are you kidding? 9 months from now, let's be real. You're never going to leave your wife. And he tells her, have a little faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that happened in both of theirs, which I thought was kind of funny. Because in her portion, he's telling her, have a little faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then in his portion later in the episode, she says to him, I have faith in you, Noah.
Right.
I mean, just like a little thing, but those are kind of my favorite things about the show.
Me too. No, I always love seeing those moments.
Right.
And it's so clear, just seeing those echoes. He's hearing what he wants to hear
exactly.
in his version. He doesn't even remember the whole studio apartment interlude, which doesn't even show up in his part.
That's what's so confusing, because it's like, does he not remember it, or are there just other things that are more important?
Right.
We'll never know, I feel like.
Right.
But so it doesn't cheer Allison up, clearly. The next scene is her in a bar. Or no, but before that, she gets off of the train, and she runs into a mom and a little boy. We see later in the episode, and he just asks her, hey, where are you going? And it's just kind of, you know, I didn't think anything else about
Nonchalant.
It, but we see them later.
Mm-hmm.
But so she goes to a bar, just having a drink. Where she runs into Oscar Hodges.
Wow.
Oscar's kind of confronting her, saying, you're still seeing this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it tough to love someone who doesn't love you back?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I guess she's just kind of in her head, and she says to him, Oscar, do you want to bang me?
Yeah.
And then she starts doing stuff to him, and then they go to his house, and they do it.
Okay, so first of all, just from Oscar's perspective, why is he approaching her? Is it just because he's an asshole? I'm not even sure
he's in love with her.
Well, I think it's both. I think he is, and then I think he's in love with her. And we've said, I mean, he's kind of admitted to that even prior, in so many words, because like they were childhood sweethearts or whatever, or in his mind.
Right.
That they dated, but
most of the season, I feel like he's just kind of been like a shitster, basically,
right.
You know, like just causing trouble. Is that just all he's trying to do when he runs into her?
Isn't that what he's doing now? Yeah. Too, though.
Yeah.
I think tonight showed us I honestly, y'all are gonna probably kill me for saying this, but I kind of liked Oscar in the moment in the bar because I thought that he was at least being very truthful when he said the thing about loving someone who doesn't love you back. It made him vulnerable, which we haven't seen.
He was running game.
This guy's just a manipulator nonstop. That's all he does.
He was running game.
Glad I have y'all here to tell me that, because I'm like,
No.
Okay. He was running game. He saw his moment, because I think he's been checking for this moment for a while. And she's always been very resistant of him and his little, you know, tiny advances. And then I think he's been, you know, against the family, and that's his way of kind of getting back at her. And so on again. Anyway, I think he saw the moment, you know, he saw that she was drinking. There was a vulnerability there. He kind of took his mark, but I think he was definitely still surprised at her reaction.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Did y'all expect for her to do that? Because even I knew, like, he's running game for sure, but I thought he did seem pretty genuine, because we know that he does have feelings for her, and he has for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he was expecting Allison to do that.
Right. He wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting it. I still think it's crazy.
I thought she was going to mess with him and then kind of, like, get him riled up and then be like, really?
Yeah.
And no, she just went straight
for it. All this guy does is just torment her all the time and be a complete dick to her. And then all of a sudden, she just decides, you know what? Why not?
Well, okay. I have a question for you two. What do you think? I mean, obviously, she had been drinking. She's in a somewhat of emotional state. Why do you think? Do you think it was to get back at Noah? Or do you think it was a situation where she was just like, forget it. I'm just going to do this, and whatever is going to happen later.
I think that.
You think that?
I don't think it was for any reason. I mean, obviously she was upset with Noah, upset with the situation, but I kind of think it was just like a whim, honestly, and just something that maybe she felt like, okay, this is what's going to happen, or I want this to happen right now. And
so from the woman's perspective, you buy it, seems believable to you?
No. Okay, it doesn't. I said it the wrong way. I liked him as a character because I thought he was opening up a little more. But I also believe, I mean, it's clear that he was like, well, poor old me, little Oscar. Right. And she kind of goes for that sometimes. Yeah. She goes for the more like secretly emotional, vulnerable guys we see, like she does with Noah. Noah has a lot of depth that he doesn't show to other people that he shows to her. Mm-hmm. So I think he was fully playing it up.
The only way I can reconcile it is thinking of it almost like her doing the same thing as her cutting herself later in the episode. She's basically just punishing herself by sleeping with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part of that particular was afterwards, he like wants to, you know, let's take a drive. And, you know, he kind of wants to play house.
Or
making pancakes. Right. What do you like? And she's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Yep. Sorry, it's just not that kind of thing.
Right.
Honestly, I wasn't expecting her to be as like pissed as she was, though. I thought she was going to be
You're
like,
talking about afterwards?
Yeah, afterward. Like the next morning.
I truly expected that.
I thought she was going to be like, oh, I'm such an idiot, like, and feeling down on herself, but she was more so pissed at him. And then
I didn't even read it as mad at him. I just read it as she wants to get out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Well, I think she realized she made a mistake. She was in the moment or what have you. Yeah. Like she said, I need an Advil or something. She had the hangover. She had been drinking, what have you. And I think she's just like, I got to get out of here. What did I do? This is disgusting. Mm-hmm. I got to get out of here as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Gross. But of course, Oscar has a bomb to drop on her. If nothing else, Oscar is good at dropping some bombs. He did it to Helen. You know, he's done it many times.
That's what he does.
And he tells her that he tells her that Cherry has been refinancing the ranch for years and that it's basically worth nothing. That they'll get max a couple mil, which, you know, after taxes and everything, she's not going to get anything because she tells him that she's going to leave, or I think he maybe like guesses that she wants to leave. And this clearly upsets her because, you know, she's expecting to get half of Cole's money and to leave Montauk. So she takes his truck and leaves and I guess is driving home, where we see her stop and cut herself. And I mean, like,
cut herself.
And because we've seen her do it before, I'm not an expert on this, but I like little tiny cuts. But this one, even when she did it, I was like, whoa, that seems really deep.
Yeah.
Right.
And she has to go to the doctor, where the doctor kind of talks to her, asks her what's going on. And we see a major breakdown about the baby. But before that, whenever she can... No. Is this after or before?
You're talking about...
Whenever she confronts Cherry. Was it before?
No. She got... she had that confrontation with Sherry.
And yeah,
Sherry,
that was before.
And then Sherry got back at her, basically, by right. getting back at her head about right. you were responsible for Gabriel's death.
Mm-hmm. Right. Specifically, I think Lynn wrote it down, too. Okay, so Allison goes to her and says, hey, I know this is what's been happening. Mm-hmm. You have to tell the guys. They're making these plans. They're thinking they're about to be rich. And she's like, oh, well, I'm not telling them that. It's not. I'm getting some loan
right.
Against the business. And she
like
says, if you tell them, then I'll tell Cole about your secret little rendezvous where mm-hmm. Allison reveals she's told him herself. Mm-hmm. And that's how it kind of starts it off, as Cherry's like, that's so funny that you would be giving me advice on how to raise my kids mm-hmm. when you did this to your son. And Cherry says to her, your pride cost him his life. Mm-hmm. My grandbaby should have been you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cherry is one cold-hearted biatch.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
I wasn't expecting that from her,
oh,
though.
She's
cold. She's very
you
cold.
You can tell, like, even when, you know, the whole note situation, when she had the note and she burned it because she said, I don't want you telling Cole or this yeah. coming out to him. And then how she's reacted, you know, with faking the, you know, being senile or what have you with the things. I mean, yeah. you know, I mean, she definitely plays that, you know, well. So
and
when,
now it's especially clear that part of the reason she didn't want Allison to tell Cole about the whole affair in the first place is because she could use it as blackmail material.
Exactly.
Later. Yeah. Yeah, she's just a manipulator trying to keep the ranch going at all costs.
Mm-hmm. And this is where we kind of start to learn that something happened. You know, we've known that he drowned mm-hmm. for a while, and we've known that Allison had something to do with it. But Cherry kind of starts leading into it. She's like, I told you to take him to the hospital that night, but you didn't. It was your pride. You thought you knew what you were doing. And then later, back at the doctor's office, or at the doctor's office, whenever we see Allison after she's cut herself, she goes into this really emotional state because she's asking the doctor, what happened that night? I can't really remember. And this is where we find out information that I personally have been waiting to hear about all season, because mm-hmm. this has caused so much mm-hmm. depression and just right. like really kind of reckless behavior on her part because of all of this. And we find out that he, Gabriel, they were at a bonfire, the kids were in the water, and she went inside to get a blanket. And when she came back out, they were pulling him out of the water. She gave him CPR. She said a lot of water came out of his mouth. She carried him back inside. She thought he was fine, but he wet himself mm-hmm. as they were walking upstairs, and he just seemed really tired, which, you know, I used to babysit four little girls, and after a day in the sun, you're in the water, even us yeah. as adults, like, you're extra tired mm-hmm. yeah. after a day like that. So, you know, I kind of empathize with her because I feel like maybe I would have done the same thing.
Well, geez, how can you not empathize with her in that moment?
Exactly.
I mean, at the same time, tough to watch. I forget if it was you or Kelly who was saying that a lot of the stuff about this whole tragedy with Gabriel seemed like it was a little much through the season.
That was me.
Yeah, that was
but
you.
Now I feel awful.
No, but I... But,
shame on you.
But, yeah. but watching this, I was kind of like, man, they're hitting this hard. And it yeah. maybe even a little bit maudlin, the way they're like really, really digging into that moment.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really know. Okay, so we find out that he died from secondary drowning.
Yeah.
I didn't really know that that was a thing. So I Googled it. And it says that it can occur after a person survives an underwater drowning. The individual may appear to be recovered after the water is inhaled, but it's absorbed into the lungs and can damage the membranes necessary to exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. So it's basically drowning after you've survived a drowning because too right. much water is absorbed into your lungs.
Right. Mm-hmm. But there's no way to tell. You would just have to take that person to the hospital.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what they said. And even the doctor was like, I don't know if he would have survived, mm-hmm. you know, if you did bring him in, which, I mean, I think he was yeah. probably kind of saying
exactly.
that, because if you
exactly.
say yes, then
exactly.
okay, the chick's going to go do something bad to herself.
Right.
But, and we do see her kind of do something bad to herself after she leaves the doctor, she goes to the beach,
right.
and she runs into the water. And I'm thinking, you know, obviously I kind of know that she's not going to kill herself
right.
because the show has to go somewhere.
No, but you could tell she was thinking about
right.
it.
Right. That's what, clearly what was
and
on
once
her
again,
mind.
Mirrored by the suicide that you're going to see later on in the second half of the episode.
Yeah.
Those two kind of suicidal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
when
exactly.
Guy, when the guy fell off
oh,
the
my
building.
Gosh,
yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And
you're
and
so
when
right.
it's clearly, you know, like, kind of, sometimes it's just making a choice whether to keep going or not. And
yeah.
she made the choice, and that guy who fell off the building didn't.
Right. So that's when, so she's running into the water, like these huge waves are running over her. And that's where we see the little boy come back from that she saw earlier in the episode at the train station. And, you know, at the train station, his mom was like, he just asked everyone, where are you going? And that's what she's here. That's what she hears. Where are you going? Mm-hmm. And then she hears the mom saying, like, you're going to freeze out there. And for a second, I thought it was real, but then it was clear that it was kind of
right.
Not a hallucination, but a dream, whatever. Lem, you referred to it as maybe like kind of an angel from Gabriel.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think when we see, you know, it happening before with, you know, her seeing the mother and the child, and then this clearly looks like, you know, we don't know for sure, mm-hmm. but just imagery sake, I think it's the same, you know, two people. And I do think it's because right after you see her go to the gravesite, and then she's like, you know, I think she says something like, thank you.
I think or, she does say thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what took me to believe that that is, you know, her son trying to keep in her from doing these bad things to herself.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's name is Gabriel. It's not an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some powerful stuff in the show, y'all.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's just crazy. Okay, so her kind of ends. She's back at the house, and let's see. Cole walks in, and she's packing her things, and she tells him that she has to leave, that if she stays, she's going to die in this place. She can't stay any longer. Mm-hmm. The thing that's crazy to me is that he doesn't really ask any questions. He's just like, huh? And then she tells him about the ranch stuff. He doesn't really believe her. And then
yeah, but he kind of forgets about it immediately. Just like, I only care about you. What's going on with you?
Exactly. And then we cut to train station where she's there. And Cole runs up and is like, you were right. You were right about the mortgage stuff. I'm ready to go wherever you are. I'll go with you.
I was finally won over by Cole a little bit in this episode.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
I mean, come on. At this point, he's just like, I see exactly what you're talking about and I believe you and let's run away from this place. And that's exactly what she's wanted the entire time.
I mean, how can you not love Cole at this point? He's literally kind of being the perfect husband right now. I mean, obviously he ran, you know, like a coke dealing ranch for a while. But
right.
No, but he's working hard to make up for lost time.
He is. And she's the one who cheated on him, and he's the one going out of his way. He's like, I know this is what you want. You're so right. Let's do this. And then
my thing is it, you know, too little too late? Because she's now supposedly investing into this affair and talking about the future between them two, and then now he wants to come around and, you know, try to be the perfect husband, so to speak, mm-hmm. which I think is gonna, I mean, definitely play in, you know, for later as we get into, you know, predictions and into the finale episode. But that's where I'm kind of on the fence, because, you know, at the end of the day, I think he still would side with his mother regardless. I think the ties there are so strong. But I think, I do like the fact that he is kind of stepping up to the plate.
Yeah.
But I think if it came down to it, I think he would still, at this point, side with his mother and his family.
Interesting. Okay. Well, let's go. Part two, Noah.
Let's do it.
So we start off, we see the detective again. Mm-hmm. He's called Noah back in for questioning and is asking him about his car. Mm. Something funny that I thought about was when he said, I have custody of my daughters this weekend. And Noah's like, you told me you had sons. Are you messing with me? But it's such like a detective thing, because you tell people kind of what you think they go with, mm-hmm. says the wannabe detective in me.
Once again, we don't know what the truth really is.
Right.
You know, all that's going on constantly in this show.
Exactly. But he asked Noah about his car and how long he's had it, and asked him about the turn radius. And that's when we learn that Scotty was hit by a car. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the detective is asking him that. So this is huge. We didn't know this. This mm-hmm. makes it, well, to me, it puts more questions in my mind, because at this point now it could be anyone. And now I'm like, let's see some cars. You know, I want to see dents in cars and everything. Right. But that's, I mean, that was a huge bomb dropped in like the first 2 seconds.
It is a big bomb. At the same time, it's one of those bombs that doesn't really tell you anything about who might have done it. Because anybody could be driving a car.
Yeah.
Right.
Very true. But so after that, Noah, this is when we see in Noah's part, them going back to his house. Mm-hmm. And I thought what was so funny is because Noah now in his version, which this is him telling this to us.
Correct.
But he's the one who's kind of, you know, after this happens, we don't see any real talk of, you know, them moving out or mm-hmm. going away together. And we mm-hmm. see him like frantically cleaning the sheets, and he's all worried and everything. And then he's like putting her things specifically aside mm-hmm. for her. And she's the one who's kind of so like casual and can I take a shower?
Very much so.
Right. Yeah, no, once again, he is saying, she's saying, I'm yours in this one. And he's saying, yeah. Say that again, say that again.
Mm. Bunch of dirties.
Yeah.
So while Allison is in the shower, this is a huge difference that I cannot gather.
Are you talking about the pregnancy
it.
Test?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in Allison's version, she walks down and finds the pregnancy test in the trash can after she takes a shower.
Mm-hmm.
In his version, he walks down and is cleaning up some spilt coffee.
Yeah, while she's in the shower, right?
While she's in the shower.
Right.
And finds the pregnancy test. So that is a majorly huge difference that I get other things can be a memory and it's how they want to remember it.
Yeah,
but there's no way they can both have the same memory.
Yeah, only one of because he takes the pregnancy test out of the trash can and puts it in his pocket. Only one of those two things could have happened.
What do y'all think happened?
Well, the interesting thing is when you say, I'm trying to figure out what is the significance of Allison finding the test. Because obviously with Allison finding the test, she again is going to immediately think that it is Helen. Mm-hmm. However, the only thing I can think of is for the future when we're talking about who killed Scotty, and we're talking about motive and things that the detective is going to want to know, if she says she found a pregnancy test, that might help her case.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though she didn't, but because she know that there was one there at some point in time, that's the only thing I can think of. Because to me, what is the whole point of her finding it?
I guess, from a character level, it's just another, reason for her not to want to be with Noah.
That's thinking, what I was thinking, yeah.
To what now?
To not want to be with Noah. Thinking, okay, Noah's got another kid on the way. There's no way he's going to want to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be why if we see her get on the train in the very end of the episode. So maybe that could be her reasoning. You know, I found this pregnancy test. You're about to go through all of this. You're already saying it's going to be another 9 months. Yada, yada, yada.
At the same time, I'm kind of with Lim thinking this is one of those little details I'm paying attention to that I think could become more important as in the murder investigation.
Absolutely.
In some way.
I completely agree.
Absolutely.
It's just one of them is clearly not telling the truth at this point. But I honestly don't know who I think isn't telling the truth just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But so after we see Noah finds the pregnancy test and everything, this is when they're worried about Noah's talking about being worried about what's going on, and where Allison says, "I have faith in you, Noah Solomon."
Right,
and it's like, but do you really though? When he goes back upstairs, he finds Allison's bra. This is a huge moment later in the episode, but we see him kind of like fiddle around with it. Where am I going to put
it? Once again, this is just I'm just convinced Noah's 100% delusional at this point. He's just seeing the Allison that he wants to see, and it's the Allison who's perfectly giving in bed and giving him everything that he wants and saying exactly what he wants to hear.
Right.
When that's not what she's doing.
Exactly.
My thing is, and I feel like there's a huge, huge disregard for his wife in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's telling this and this is correct information from, you know, the whole coming into the house, sleeping in the bed, giving her shirt, you know what I'm saying? His wife's shirt, Helen's shirt to wear, like, oh, she's going to miss it. Oh, it's fine. You know, like, I feel like there's, and even down to which we'll get into, but the way he tells her that, you know, it's just a complete, like, again, the douchebag meter is very high.
Yeah.
And I feel like he doesn't really care about his wife like he feels like he does.
I don't know. Y'all know I'm a Noah lover.
I don't know. Come on.
I'll explain why I think differently later.
But.
A little funny part that pops up is when Helen walks out and asks him, "Have you been using my shampoo?"
Right.
It's okay if you have.
Exactly. It's expensive.
You don't have a lot of hair.
It's really, really expensive.
So Noah confronts her about the pregnancy test. And because when he found it, he thought that it was hers.
Right.
You know, like any guy would.
Sure.
And this is where we find out she's like, "It's not mine. So it has to be Whitney's."
Yep.
And she at first is kind of resistant, doesn't want to tell them. And then, you know, we learn that she was going to go to Planned Parenthood and have an abortion, but Helen's going to take her somewhere to have a different abortion. So Noah, smart father that he is, shows up at the Planned Parenthood that she was going to go to because he thinks that the guy's going to show up. So, we see him waiting there for a few minutes, and who is to walk in but Mr. Scotty Lockhart. Y'all, well, of course he freaks out because his daughter, and that's what I wrote in all caps, she's 17.
Yeah.
And he's like a man.
Right.
Like
grown up.
Crazy.
Right.
I mean, just the fact that he would even do that anyway.
And then does he not bring that up to Helen? That's statutory rape.
He never tells Helen,
right,
as far as we see anyway.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can think of that is because of what he's doing. I think it's just a ploy on if he says, oh, statutory rape, but then not that he's you know, that would be the same situation with him and Allison.
Right.
But I think there's a level of guilt there. So I think he wants to kind of keep it at bay. Plus the fact that, you know, the tie-in with him being her brother-in-law.
Right. Very true. So he goes to Max's house, which I kind of love the little appearances of Max that we get to see. And he tells Max that he's telling him about the Whitney situation, and he tells him that it's true love with Allison, mm-hmm. and that he has to do something about it. He has to tell Helen. Max is the one who suggests, in Noah's part, to wait until Whitney moves to college, to wait the 9 months.
Right, because what Max is really saying is, in 9 months, you're not going to want to be with this girl anymore.
Exactly. Right.
And it straight up says, you're living a schoolboy fantasy. I was 100% on Max's side.
I kind of was too.
On.
I think he gave great advice.
Yeah,
he gave great advice.
I didn't like the part where he compared it to mutual funds and whatever it was. But I get it at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's his expertise. And
I mean, I could see how that's kind of objectifying a little bit, but I kind of get what he's saying too. Yeah, you know, you invest time with, you know, with the girl who's actually going to stick around in the long term, right. not the sexy startup. Yeah.
And he was, you know, going from experience, because he said this is kind of what happened in his relationship. So I think that, you know, dispels anything else, because he's coming from experience.
Yeah. So after they have the whole little talk,
After Max offers some scotch, which is the best medicine, which we saw in the first.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, so now we see the suicide, which you know. Kind of, like you said, happened earlier in Allison's part as well. That's what the show is just so great about, is comparing both parts. So Noah leaves. He goes home to probably the biggest bomb of the episode, where he tells Helen that he's in love with another woman.
God, Dad.
And y'all, okay. I understand he has these, you know, these emotional feelings. He's going through a lot in his life right now. I've been in the situation where you have to say something. You just have to tell someone something. And no matter what, you can't hold back. I get how he could feel that way, only because he is in like a crazy part of his life. But it's also like, dude, no, you have to wait. Yeah. It hasn't been that long.
Right.
He doesn't, they already ended things once, and he seemed to be very sure about them ending things. Right. So
I can even understand how maybe there's legitimate problems with your relationship with Helen, that maybe it would be a good idea to separate at some point, but this is not the way to do it. 100% not the way to do it.
So
keep going to counseling and give it time, and don't tell your wife that you're in love with another woman.
Exactly. So he says, you know, like we were talking about earlier, do you need time? She's like, I just want you to get the F out of my house. And that's when she throws his bag on the bed and starts.
And if you thought she was angry before.
Yeah. But this also, in this moment, which I've grown to like Cole and Helen more as we go on, even though they're not the main stars of the show.
Right.
I'm like, Helen, you go girl.
Because
I honestly think he expected her to just be like, okay.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah.
And I loved that she, you know, started throwing his clothes at him. And then that's when she finds the hot pink bra that Allison accidentally left, and she says, was she in my house? Was she in my house?
Dumb.
Yeah.
Dumb. He says nothing. And that's why I'm like, that's what grew Noah's douchebag meter a little bit for me. Mm-hmm. Because like I said earlier, y'all know I'm a Noah lover, but right. I mean.
And I'm glad she found out. Like, I mean, even though he was dumb for doing that, I think she needed to see the severity of the situation.
I think so.
How
too.
Bad it's been, how he's disregarding her. And like I said, I am growing to definitely love Helen in this whole situation because of what she's dealing with. And even with the last situation when he told her, I think that's why he thought it was going to be okay, because obviously they're still together.
Right.
They're doing some counseling. He's like he's going to smooth over again. Not this time. Throw him out the house. Get up out.
Peace.
And I don't look, I mean, I get that Noah and Allison obviously have a strong connection, but I don't even see that. I haven't even seen that much of their scenes together that would make him want to like leave his wife for this person. I just don't see it.
I haven't either. I mean, they obviously have a connection. They have a deeper connection that I think we've seen with she and Cole and him and Helen. But it's not anything that I'm like, oh my gosh, they like this is worth
and
this at this point.
And that's where, like, I mean, and I'm going to withhold final judgment so the last episode. But to me, it almost feels like Noah's like a different character than he was a couple episodes ago.
Exactly.
Like, not beyond douchebag. Like, did somebody slip some Spanish fly in your drink and now you like have like some like love spell cast on you?
Do you think he's a different character? Because for me, I feel like he's just acting as he's been. But I think it's just getting more serious in the tone. But I mean, the fact that he was very flippant in his actions and a lot of other things that he's done throughout this whole affair.
It's true, and maybe you're right, and maybe it's not that big of a leap to mm-hmm. think that he would just go this far off the deep end.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we see him go even farther off the deep end whenever he leaves his house. Yeah. He gets on a train and is on his way to Montauk. Mm-hmm. He calls Allison. She doesn't answer and says, "I'm on my way there." And this is when we see him get off the train, and he runs into Allison and Cole, and she just kind of looks back and forth, and then she gets on the train, and then the episode ends, of course.
Yep,
of course. Without us knowing what's going to happen. Yep. So lots leading up to the next episode. Before we get into predictions, thank you so much for commenting.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for watching. You can follow us all at AfterBuzz TV. Just want to shout out to Lois Elfman on Twitter. She was tweeting us last week talking about the complexity of Noah's character, and then says, beyond that, is anyone else craving a visit to Montauk? Ready for the beaches. And I am so ready for the beaches. I don't know about y'all.
It does seem nice, although it seemed nicer in summer than it did in winter, which seems a little cold.
Sure. Well, I've never been, so maybe we'll have to go then.
We'll have to do a field trip.
Exactly.
But yeah, guys, keep sending us your tweets. It's great. We love it. You know, it's the internet. Let's keep the conversation going.
Yes, and commenting on YouTube. I read them every week because I love hearing everyone's feedback, as do we all.
Absolutely.
So keep commenting. Let's talk about some predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Who wants to go first?
Okay. The very first time we saw Martin in this show, he was hanging from a noose, and it looked like he just killed himself.
Yeah.
And then after that, he's calmed down, and he's kind of been in the background, and he's just been kind of a run-of-the-mill trouble teen. But I have a feeling that wasn't in there by accident, and I think something bad is going to happen to him, even though I don't know what.
That's major. Wow. I haven't thought about that.
Wow.
I feel like there's been little clues put in through the entire season leading up to that.
Very nice.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I don't even know. I'll just say this. I think we're going to see the murder of Scotty. It's going to happen. We're not going to know who it is, obviously, because, you know, they have to say that for next season. But I think he's going to get murdered at this point. And I think all signs, though, mm-hmm. are going to point to Noah in this regard, simply because of this scene of, him kind of lunging at, him when he went up there for Whitney's Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure looks suspicious.
Right.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go a little bit opposite of that. I think the scene that we see in the preview for next week, kind of, you know, we see Noah and Scotty fighting. I think it's too obvious for Noah to be the killer. I think it's going to be, that's what's going to be a lot of the complexity about next season. Maybe we'll see him die in the finale next week, but I don't think we'll learn even slightly who does it.
Nothing.
No, but I do think... Yeah, I don't think Noah's the killer, but I can very much see that might get like framed for that in some way.
Because that's what I'm saying. And I think it would make sense to carry on for the show.
Yeah. And since I very sadly won't be here next week for the finale, because I'll be traveling back to Alabama, my biggest prediction of the season is going to be Oscar's baby.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Where can everyone find y'all on social media?
Well, you can find me at The Poet Saint, and that's on Instagram and Twitter. And I want to shout out our friend Kelly Knezovich, who can't be here. We miss you. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm on Twitter at Radio TFB, and you can find other stuff I do at joshrichmond.net. It's a good time.
Yeah. You can follow me at April Wissenhand on Instagram and Twitter, all of us at AfterBuzz TV. I'll miss y'all next week, but I will be calling in. Thanks for joining in. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.